Carbon Marketplace options for livestock producers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The term carbon marketplace typically makes you think about soil health and crop nutrient management, but Lodi, Wisconsin cattleman Terry Quam says beef has a pretty impressive record for sustainability as well.
From 1961 to 2019, the U.S. beef industry has reduced emissions per pound of beef by more than 40%, and while producing 67% more beef per animal.
Quam, who also serves on the Cattlemen's Beef Board nationally, says improved feed efficiency, better genetics, and more sustainable forage and feed production practices are part of the reason for the emissions reduction. His advice to cattle growers who want to move in that direction?
Really, if you want to know the best place to go, drive around in your area and find someone that has the pasture systems going, has the cattle operation that's working. I don't know of many producers that will not help you. That's the one thing I really love about the cattle industry. We all are competitive. We all know we're competing against each other, but really, we want to help each other. We want to make sure everybody's successful.
Quam took part in a recent U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action webinar, and there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.